Kia ora, Sally, and a free trade deal with the UK is only weeks away.
Kia ora, Marnie. Yes, that's according to Trade Minister Damien O'Connor, who just got back from a two-week stint overseas. The main purpose of the trip was to progress free trade talks with the European Union, but while there, Mr O'Connor was able to speak with counterparts about the trade deal with the UK as well. The UK has signalled it's prepared to eliminate tariffs on New Zealand honey, wine and apples, but access to New Zealand dairy and red meat is more contentious. An agreement in principle was supposed to be signed by the end of August. Mr O'Connor says things have taken longer than first thought.
Oh, well, there's always things that can pop up at the last minute, but we've made good progress. It's been a very short timeline for what is a substantive issue and potentially hugely valuable trade deal with a trusted partner. But we have worked through a few of the tricky issues, and we're confident that we can announce something within the next few weeks.
Is it the tariff-free on red meat and dairy products that's been holding it up?
No, they're one of a number of issues that we've been working through, and a number of tricky issues we've made good progress on.
Damien O'Connor says good progress is also being made on a free trade deal with the European Union, and he's hopeful an agreement in principle will be signed by the end of the year. Farm sales have dipped over the last 3 months, while prices have lifted. Figures from the Real Estate Institute show sales were down 28% in the last 3 months to September, compared to the same period in 2020. Meanwhile, the median price per hectare was up more than 20%, sitting at $31,000. The Institute's rural spokesperson, Brian Peacock, says some top-performing dairy farms have recently changed hands, which has contributed to the upwards movement in the median price.
It's a little bit unusual the way we've had a dropping off of the sales of the finishing and grazing properties, but nevertheless we've had a really good upturn on the sales of dairy farms. I think there's good news coming from the dairy industry as a whole, particularly where the payout is at the moment. And farmers are recognising that.
Brian Peacock. Despite slower farm sales in recent months, looking across the 12 months to September, the number of farms sold is still up 33% compared to the same period a year earlier. A Central Otago cherry company is working to cover its entire crop in a bid to create certainty around yields. While some orchards cover small portions of their cherries, Cherry Global is the only company working to cover all of its mature trees. It lost about 40% of its Otago crop during a heavy rainstorm at the start of the year. Chief Executive Phil Ellison says it doesn't want that to happen again, so it's investing in huge rain covers.
We've had 10 hectares covered for the last 18 months, and that's really proven its worth. So we've increased the installation, and this year we'll have another approximately 25 to 30 hectares covered.
Mr Ellison wants 150 hectares covered in the next few years so the company can keep up with the growing demand for cherries overseas. He says Cherry Global air freights 90% of its cherries to Asia, where the fruit sells for five times the amount we pay here.
We want to get into high-end retail chains internationally. We cannot do that currently with the amount of supply available, and when that supply becomes available through increased production, which is a key strategy of ours, it will not be sustainable if we end up having a rain event and we have to ring up these retailers and say, sorry, we can't supply you anymore because it rained. They want consistent supply. They want all of the things that go with that. So it becomes the major risk for us is the weather. So it makes sense to, as much as possible, to insulate ourselves from that risk.
And Phil Ellison says having secure covered crops will enable Cherry Global to expand into other markets such as the Middle East and North America. It's hoped an app which tracks the training of rural contractors will help progress people through the sector and identify labour gaps. The app, Hands On Jobs, was created by former rural contractor and labour recruiter Richard Houston when the pandemic hit and labour shortages intensified. But it's now got financial backing from the Ministry for Primary Industries and Rural Contractors New Zealand. Trainees log all of their activities in the app, so over a season they record their learning and experience across various jobs. Rural Contractors Chief Executive Andrew Olson says information collected by the app is critical for developing and monitoring the workforce.
We're live now and we're starting to see a bit of a number build, and we'll be reporting on that by region and as we try to get to our first milestone target of 100 in training, and we're hoping that that will take us along to 200 through the season. So we'll have a really, really good deep record of what each individual trainee is up to, how the mentors are managing their programs in all facets, technical as well as in terms of some of those softer skills around the workforce for young fellas and ladies out on the land, and use that with the intent to make sure that next go-round with government that we've got some pretty good ammunition in terms of what we'll need for the overseas workers relative to whatever the border looks like by that time.
Andrew Olson. The Department of Conservation says a bird tracking project has proven its worth after it was discovered an endangered Antipodean albatross was killed in a fishing net. The bird was caught by a foreign-flagged longline fishing boat in international waters in June. It was one of 67 birds tagged by DOC at the start of the year in a bid to provide insight into the behaviours and movements of the species. And that's Rural News. Koirara, te purongo o te tai whenua.